in the movie. But that is a really interesting film. So Dana Andrews and Anne Francis and George.
Yeah, it was one of our late entries to our book, and we both really liked that film a lot.
Very good film. May not have seen it. Kind of fun to watch.
So Where Monsters Walk, California locations of science fiction, fantasy, and horror films, 1925 to 1965. Book brand new, published by McFarland Press. And Gail and Ray Orwig have been the guests tonight. Thank you very much for sharing your travels with us. And
thank you for having us on.
It's great fun tonight.
As we tell you each week on Thoughtline, if there's something you believe in, get involved in it, and don't let anyone make up your mind for you. Coming up next is Pete Dixon, and until next week, this is Robert Emmett saying, be seeing you.
Opinions expressed on KFJC are not necessarily those of its staff or management. Responsible parties with opposing views may be provided time to air those views. For more information, write to the Public Affairs Director at KFJC 12345 El Monte Road, Los Altos Hills, California, 94022. Broadcasting from Cudahy College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
was a very grand introduction to this show.
Snap, Crackle, Pop Goes the Vinyl is the show.
And who do we have here?
Oh, it's good to be here.
Who's that?
It's me, Hemroid, the leader.
Hey.
And Jersey Girl to my left.
And Max Level to my right.
And we're going to have fun tonight playing games with thrift store vinyl.
I was wondering why you couldn't hear me. It's because I wasn't talking.
It's gonna be 3 hours of this.
It'll be good. That was a very grand entrance. Does anyone know what piece that was? Well, actually, we need to establish what's going on here.
Okay. We have vinyl records that we picked up at thrift store separately. So Jersey Girl has a pile, and me, Max Level, I have a pile. And the labels have been obscured, so we don't know which record is which record, so to speak. And I'm going to make fun of Jersey Girl's selections, and she's going to make fun of mine, probably. And we're going to have a lot of interesting discussion about the music that we're playing. But the new twist this year is that we've got a judge. Hemroid the Leader is here to basically award us points for good selections and take points away and penalize us if necessary for bad selections, and basically just to keep this thing sort of fair, I guess.
He's the quartermaster. But I note that he must have a really good memory because I see no pieces of paper in front of him.
So are you going to be impartial in judging here?
I must say, before you answer, you are looking really good tonight. Lovely selection of shirt, nice red, and great mustache. I just think you look the best.
Yeah, so if you go to the website, you'll see the camera, the live stream video of what's going on here. Or not.
You can imagine it, though, right? I'm Hemroid the Leader, and Max Level and Jersey Girl have piles.
Exactly.
Of records.
So I had a question for you, Hemroid the Leader. Is your name ever shortened? And if so, is it to Hemroid or is it to Leader?
Some people don't say the whole thing. That's
right.
That's true.
But do you have a preference?
Yes, yeah, say the whole thing.
Oh, darn, I wanted to call you a hemorrhoid.
Not HTL, no.
No, I just imagine this giant hemorrhoid sitting there across from us.
I'm not imagining that at all.
Oh, okay.
And yet, it's happening right over here.
And yet, it is. So, I think... Because I was so it's completely up to you, but I think because I was so complimentary that I deserve a point.
It's like that, huh? Do you want to award any
points? What do you think?
I think she's just basically trying to, you know...
Win.
All right, give her a point.
I don't care. I'm to award points just because we finished playing a piece of music.
Well, it has to be a good piece of music or...
5 points. 5 points.
Oh, fine.
Okay, so you're just going to... we're not even writing this down. You'll just know, right?
Yeah. Oh, I have a piece.
I've said it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's... Here, I'll write it down. And by the way, that first piece of music, the vinyl, was actually pristine until Max Level took out his pocket knife and...
And added a few
little
clicks and pops.
Yes, clicks and pops. Okay, so that was manipulated. The track I am playing now is brought to the turntable with scratches.
Yeah. So,
that I did not create.
Okay, so are you going to guess what that first track was?
It was organ music.
It was.
Does anyone know the composer? Can we ask for a lifeline from the judge?
Yeah, he's got Google up.
Which organ?
Oh, my.
No, well, I actually know.
He used the hands.
I actually know what it was. I know the composer, and I know where it was recorded. I don't remember who the player was.
Would you know that if you hadn't seen the album?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I have no guess.
All right. The piece was by Purcell.
Oh.
It was recorded at Grace Cathedral.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I don't remember who the guy is or girl is who's playing the organ.
Huh.
So maybe I should get...
Yeah, negative.
Yeah, a point taken away because I don't even know who it was. Yeah, all right.
There
fine.
You go.
All right.
Okay. The next track is from Jersey Girl.
All right.
And have at it, Max. There you go. That I listed that as dramatic piano. I don't know that I would consider it piano. Can I have it, please?
Oh.
Thank you.
I didn't like that at all.
Oh, we forgot about that rule.
What?
Okay, everybody, even Hemorrhoid the leader, I believe, you can disagree, mm-hmm. gets to get one vote to stop playing
Veto. Yeah.
Like veto whatever's on the turntable.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I didn't want to use mine so early, though, because there's going to be something a lot worse later. Last year, I used my veto on Loggins and Messina.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
And I was very sad about that. So Hemorrhoid the leader, you also get one veto. If there's just something you
I appreciate
Yeah,
that.
You're welcome.
So I didn't like it.
All right.
So do I get a point for not liking it? Probably not. Huh? It doesn't work that way.
Three and a half points.
I'm never going to catch up. Let's see. Oh, that was... I kind of chose it, like-ish. It might be good to try and figure out the dates, although this doesn't have the date on it. That sounded like it was from, like, the 50s, didn't it?
Yeah, so what was it?
Ish.
It did.
Ish,
yeah. I chose it because you said last time, Max, how much you love dancing. So this is an album of different dances. So that one, I forget
that
what
like
it was.
Cha-cha or something?
And that was...
No.
Was that the La Clave? So not the best known one.
No.
Yes. But I chose that one for the best scratch on the album.
But it was a flawed concept because I don't like to dance.
Oh. So it's not flawed.
No.
So I threw it behind me, just so you know, if anybody was wondering what that noise was.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of records are going to get thrown on the ground today.
Do I get a point at least for disrespecting the record?
One point.
Okay.
That's a terrible record.
Anyway, so we have a lot of different stuff here. Should we play another one?
Yeah, I got one ready to go right here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. It's KFJC and the Mayhem Special. Snap, Crackle, Pop goes the vinyl. Right?
Right.
After the ball is over.
Well, that was a surprise. Hello, we're here. Thanks, Max Level. That was a selection from Max Level. Everybody was grooving to it.
Do you think there's two steering wheels
on the bicycle?
On the bicycle, too?
Wouldn't that be... That would be interesting, huh? Can you imagine?
Two handlebars?
No, two steering wheels. I know many a couple that would crash.
Yeah, you'd be fighting each other every time. Left, no, left. Right, no, left. Now, when I hear that song, Bicycle Built for Two, I think of 2001, Space
what?
Odyssey, when they're unplugging Hal the computer. He starts singing that. Do you remember that?
I don't, actually.
I remember the singing, but he sings that.
Yeah, it's like,
tune.
Daisy, and then he starts, Daisy, and then you, as they're unplugging him, he's powering down and he's singing that song.
So you're trying to impress the judge with your knowledge.
My science fiction knowledge, yes.
Okay. And he looks duly impressed.
Incredibly impressed.
All right.
So, we didn't get to guess what that...
Well, you can guess now.
It was Bicycle Built for Two, is my guess of the name of the song. And what is that, from like the 40s?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
A Bicycle Built for Two. That's a tandem bicycle.
Yeah. This is the record.
So not one with two handlebars.
No. One person behind the other. Yeah. This is the record that's physically cracked, and somehow it played.
And why don't you put that up to the mic so they can hear you mess with... Yeah.
Now it's more than cracked.
Our judges shocked.
Do I get any points for absolutely destroying this so it can't ever be played again? No.
You get 9,000 points.
What? Oh, my. Fine.
All right. Well, there's no artist on this. It's just called Sing Along With Me, and it's got all these classic songs like I've Been Working on the Railroad, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, East Side, West Side, etc., and, of course, Bicycle Built for Two.
Oh, so I had it right.
Yeah.
In terms of the name. I get some points for putting the track in on the playlist, and I put Bicycle Built for Two.
You're doing all the typing, so if the typing is well done, then, yeah, you should get extra credit for that.
It's not up to you. It's up to...
I gave you 9,000 points.
I was suggesting.
Quit begging the points.
Who did you gave them to me or to him?
Both of you.
This is not a collaboration.
Did you say begging for points? Like telling
no,
him
I'm
how,
oh. I'm begging. I thought I didn't have any points, so no. That's
we
what I was doing.
Received 9,000 points on that last round.
All right. Yeah, I know. I'm not either.
Yeah.
But he's coming up.
Okay. I was having trouble hearing your
Yeah, we can't hear the judge.
Yeah, I can not really hear myself either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, but you're showing as coming across.
Am I coming across?
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to call on the phone and let me know if you can hear Hemorrhoid the Leader, that's fine. Maybe your dear darling wife is listening.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But shout out to my emperors, Nami, the one called Coco, and Little John. I messed your kid. The kids are too old to be called little.
Yeah.
Shout out to my wife.
There you go. How nice. Can we give him points?
No.
Why not?
No.
Yeah, I'm giving myself points.
we can't stop him.
We can't.
Yeah, why are we not here?
I don't know. We'll figure that out. So let me introduce the next one. I will say that my records are not just from thrift stores. I actually got a lot of free records from various places. This is one that was in the free bin, put out of the store by the elevator in some place in Sacramento. Like, the poor lonely little albums were sitting there waiting for a home. So
just give away records in a box outside?
Yeah. It didn't even have a sleeve.
Oh, boy.
So I gave it a home.
All right.
And I have absolutely no idea what speed it's supposed to be at. So we'll see how this goes.
All right. You want me to fire it up?
And this is KFJC. This is Snap Crackle Pop with Max Level, Jersey Girl, and Hemorrhoid the Leader. Not necessarily in that order.
I'm
Cumbia from Monterrey. They have this kind of crunked out cumbia sound.
Okay.
Crunked out cumbia.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, I turned the mics on just so you know. Because we can talk over this.
Yeah. Movie, it's called I Am No Longer Here. Okay. And it's about like crunked out music. Or this, like, subculture in Monterey.
Okay.
We've got the mics figured out, so okay. We're in good shape. So this sounds like a catchy number sung by Satan, is what it sounds like. I want to go back.
Yeah, and it's going on for a little while longer because, again, it's supposed to be 78, which it's not on a machine that plays 78.
Right.
Could you define crunk, Hemorrhoid the Leader?
Crunk. Well, they would say sometime there was slang you could get crunk.
Is it a drug?
No, it's a sound.
Okay.
It's like a psychedelic, thugged out psychedelic sound.
So this is not very is this thugged out psychedelic?
If you were to put this, you could screw and chop. This is already screwed. You could chop it, and you could sing the hook. And
yeah. it would fulfill the definition.
You could make a beat out of this, maybe?
Ooh.
You know?
That somehow. I like that technical term.
I want to go back to West Virginia.
All right. It's almost over, thank God.
I liked it.
All right.
And the poor thing was rescued from a little bomb.
Yeah, you got to get... Yeah.
It's going to be tough to guess the singer, but...
Well, it's Satan.
And I like the... Okay, what instrument is that?
Obviously Satan.
I'm hearing a trombone.
Trombone, is that it? Wow, we should start naming the instruments. I don't know my instruments.
Then again, it could be a flute that's just slowed way down.
Oh. Oh, I don't think it's ever going to end because it's hitting the...
Okay.
Okay.
I just don't have a clue. I mean, I couldn't guess who that is or even why it is. What can you tell us about that?
What can I tell
you? Yeah, it does look like a 78. It's got that little bitty label on the inside.
Let's see. I want to go back to West Virginia. What a surprise. It is Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
Spike Jones?
Vocal refrain by Del Porter and the Boys in the Back Room. And that was a Trainophone. Willie Spicer at the Trainophone.
Trainophone?
I've never heard of
it. As opposed to a trombone?
I don't know.
See, Spike Jones was awesome, but I wouldn't have known that was Spike Jones because it was so slowed down.
Oh, I didn't know you knew Spike Jones. Did you know Spike Jones?
The movie director?
Exactly, that's what I think, too.
No! He had this big band that always... They did songs, but they did them in really silly fashion. So, like, you know, they would just be doing this normal song, and then all of a sudden someone in the band would start, like, ringing a bell or honking a horn or something. They would just... what's the word I'm trying to think of? They would ruin them, basically.
It's not ruining. Yeah, it's crunking it.
It's crunking it. There we go. She can have whatever points you want to give her because I just don't have any idea about that one.
Okay.
That's not up to you. What are you? What is
I'm
this?
I'm allowing him to give you
points. No, yeah, seriously. What is that all about?
Fine.
Yes, I will give points.
All right.
Fine. It's all going to be a surprise at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Points.
Points. Points.
Do we want to move on to another selection now? Or...
Sure.
Sure.
Just play that one again.
Nope. Okay. This is definitely one of my favorites right here. This is.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's one of my favorites.
You can tell by the. You can read the grooves. Do you think there's anybody that can read grooves on albums? Can you do that, Hemorrhoid the Leader?
No.
No, I can't do that. I don't think there is anyone who can do that.
All right.
But if anyone could do that, you could do it.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool. All right, Mr.
Why
Max.
Why not?
Why not? Crunk.
It's KFJC and Snap, Crackle, Bop Goes the Vinyl. Here we go.
Because You don't hear this every day.
That's true.
It's all artificial instruments, I can tell.
No.
It is. That's not real violins. That's not real horns or anything. This is all synthesis. It is, totally.
There's probably a conductor.
No, there's a guy with a laptop making this.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
No, those are... Those
I've never heard of synthetic castanets.
Maybe the castanets might be real.
No, they're...
You can't fake those, right?
Yeah, okay. All right. It's all real. Probably. Probably the orchestra hits. Like, can you imagine the conductor conducting the entire orchestra to hit like that?
Isn't that what a conductor does?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think I'm kind of done with this one. I can't veto my own track, can I?
You can do whatever you want, but right. You're using up your veto then.
Yeah.
I might have some Loggins and Messina waiting in
and
the
wings. And I can't do anything about it.
Oh, I should have done that. This is like movie music, right? It's a Western?
Like a Japanese movie.
What do you think's happening right now?
They're in a casino in Monte Carlo.
A Japanese movie in a casino in Monte Carlo?
Yes.
It could happen. That could happen, yeah.
It is the movie world, after all. What's happening there?
The bad guys are walking in.
Into the casino.
Yeah.
Oh no, you know what? It's a bad deal of cards.
There are a bunch of criminals in the kitchen, and they're wheeling out a giant...
What?
A giant cake.
That's the feeling I get from this music. Yeah, the giant cake being wheeled out by criminals.
The castanets.
It's actually almost over, so I guess. We'll
the castanets.
Have you considered making films, Roy DeLeon? Because that would be a great one.
But wait.
Wait.
No, I just turned it down. I didn't turn it
but
off.
But wait. What's in that cake?
Rodents.
No. It's a person holding the winning hand. No, it's silly.
All right.
It's almost done. Let it live. Good job.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
All right. I don't even know what that was.
Well... It does sound like movie for music. Sorry, music for a movie.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah. What is it?
Okay. It was called Tango.
Oh.
Okay, so it had a tango, sort of, not a crunked out cumbia, but that was the other one. That wasn't this one.
A crunked out tango.
Yeah. All right, so any guesses about what that's... not from a movie, although it is sort of a soundtrack.
From a TV show.
No.
Sort of a... How can you have sort of a soundtrack?
To a live show. A live performance.
Oh, like a play.
Something like that, but something that needs...
West Side Story.
No.
I don't know. What? Oh, really?
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. What? Ooh. What the hell were they doing during the castanets?
They were tangoing on trapezes or something.
I'm going to Cirque du Soleil in like a month.
Are you?
My mom bought me tickets, And she bought tickets for my whole family to go. Like, the six of us were all going. My kids are so excited.
Well, that's great. I wonder if they'll play music like this.
They'll play the cake song.
Wouldn't that be great if they came out with a giant cake in the Cirque du Soleil?
And there's like a person doing a handstand
on
it.
We need to choreograph
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
All
okay,
right.
So,
I
liked it better when I could do the points, but that's all right.
Okay, all right. 4 points, fine.
Fine.
To who? To both of us?
I don't answer. I'm the judge.
We will find the result after.
Yes, at
okay.
the end. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, coming up next is...
Want to describe it?
Yes. It's a nice little yellow album. And it's, as Max Level keeps saying over and over, it's not a 7-inch.
It's a 6-inch. It is.
Yes. So...
Max Level, very focused on record
on
size.
Diameter. On diameter, yes.
Yes. Yes. He did show, he put up a 7-inch against this other one and
it's
showed
about
that
an
it
inch
was
smaller.
Yes,
about
yes,
an inch.
About
yeah.
an inch smaller.
Yeah.
In any event, it is well loved and we will see what it is. I don't know what speed it's at. We'll see.
So, have you listened to it?
Maybe.
Because that might have told you what speed it is.
No. I don't have a record player at home.
Oh. How did you listen to it?
I lied.
You got it from Bandcamp, right?
No. The little actually, yellows? It was my brother's.
Okay.
It was my brother's.
Okay.
So.
Right. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Let's see what it is.
I want to hear this one.
There's something going on in here, and it's different from what was just going on. But it's going to be followed by yet another thing.
I'm playing it at the correct speed, I hope.
We hope. All right. Give it a go.
Okay. There's a certain little duck around who's happy as can be.
Woo!
He's naughty as a fruitcake, as happy as a tree. He has it all his marbles and he always runs them up. Here, silly, dilly, willy, nilly, crazy, dappy duck.
You've heard them call me Dappy. Now here's the reason why. I fly beneath the water and swim up in the sky. I put my feet on backwards so I won't step on my toes. I can't see where I'm going, where I wind up, no one knows.
He's crazy about the winter time. He thinks it's so, so nice to watch his little feet turn blue as he stands up on the ice.
Such fun to follow them out before a roaring fire and watch them turn from blue to red as I sit there and perspire. When hunting season comes around and I really have some fun, I always get a great big bang from a hunter and his gun. Then the hunters blow their duck calls and I hear them go quack quack. To show them I'm the friendly sort, I go quack quack my back. A hunter took a shot at me, he aimed right at my head.
If Daffy had an ounce of brains, that duck would now be dead.
But since my head is empty, for one reason or another, the bullet went in one ear and came right out the other.
Crazy Daffy Duck always has good luck. Silly dilly willy nilly, crazy Daffy Duck.
Oh my God, those were the days. That... Bubble.
I heard something about a bullet going one ear and coming out the other.
Yeah, how scary! That's a
who's
kids
shooting,
album.
Who's shooting Daffy Duck?
Some hunter.
It's cartoon violence.
Cartoon violence. Yes.
Elmer Fudd.
I heard that as Elmer Fudd.
No, Elmer Fudd would be the hunter, right?
Can you imagine, like,
no,
those days when kids would hear about ducks being shot, and they'd sing about it.
It was jaunty music. It was jolly music.
Jolly and jaunty. And I must say, that did not sound like the Daffy Duck that I kind of know. Am I wrong?
That was like an off-market Daffy Duck.
Or Daffy Duck.
If you can't afford the real Daffy Duck, you get the one
you get the 6-inch.
That's right, yeah. The 7-inch is so much better.
Aw. Well, yeah. But I'm glad we heard it. Daffy was pretty
Daffy was obnoxious as a character.
Was he?
He was always, Daffy was always exasperated about something. He was.
Scrooge was the bad duck, though, right?
Oh, Scrooge McDuck.
And then Daffy is like, wait, is Scrooge the grandfather? What's Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie, I think, are nephews of Daffy. And then Scrooge McDuck was... I don't know.
Related to Mr. Burns.
Yeah, he was the grumpy old uncle or something.
Uncle? But or he had evil. A lot of money. So it didn't matter what he did because uncle. He had money.
Are we going to play this record again after twice?
I hope not.
Come on, play it again. Play the same record again.
Okay. We can analyze it more. No, well, but I'd like to hear what. We can. The leader has spoken. I'm sorry, Hemorrhoid, the leader.
I just wanted to test the limits of my power.
Do you not want to really hear it, though? Please say no.
No, it's great.
I don't have to answer to you.
Well, you know, anyone who wants to hear it again can listen in the archives, right? They can go to the KFJC archives.
I think someone's getting a little uppity.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We have a call.
Oh.
You talk.
Well, I don't really have anything to say other than that was like a ridiculous
song. There's going
to
be something else next. And then after that, there will be another thing.
Do they have to be in that order?
After
that. Okay,
we have
someone clarifying Daffy versus Donald Duck. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie were what? They were with Donald Duck.
Oh.
They were his... Huey, Dewey,
which is,
and Louie
which is a Disney thing.
Donald Duck.
That's a Disney thing, not a Warner Brothers. Daffy Duck is Warner Brothers.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Daffy was Warner Brothers. Thank you. We needed that. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Someone's actually listening?
5 points for that call.
Yeah. For taking that call. You should get points for taking that call. All right.
Wow.
We're going to move on from Daffy.
Listeners, if you need to clarify and help us out, it is 650-941-2500. That person who just called saved the day.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. I didn't even ask for your name.
Do callers get points, too?
Yeah, he just
said. 5 points.
5 points to that caller. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
That caller is defeating all other callers.
I guess there is a quality... Exactly. All right, well, Max.
Shall we move on?
That's what you want to do. Okay.
Yeah, okay, all right, here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we marched right out of Daffy Duck into
that.
That. As Hemward the Leader said, it did have an element of cartoon, so it was such an excellent choice. I vote to give Max 100 points.
But you don't
write it
have
down,
a
pal.
Vote.
Write
There's
it down.
No, none of this.
We have no say in the matter. Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Right,
we determined that earlier.
Fine,
yeah.
Fine. Okay, so that was something with very marchy. It sounded very
marchy.
Marchy. Yeah, I can't guess. What is it?
Well, the artist is the legendary Kermit, Leslie, and Orchestra.
Okay.
And it's called Marches, Brass, and Percussion. And we just heard El Capitan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the wall?
Yeah, like some people like climb up that thing. And,
yeah, some people do. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah. Kermit, Leslie, and
Kermit.
His orchestra.
I like the name Kermit. I wonder if Kermit the Frog was named after him. What do you think? No? No.
I wonder, it's like how some people name their children after them and some people don't. And I wonder if a frog, what their take on that is. If they name their children after them or if that's not done.
Did Kermit ever have any tadpoles?
You would think so many, right?
Like, you would think.
They have like thousands of tadpoles,
how,
right?
How would you name them all? Well, that's kind of like...
You'd name them all Kermit.
Not even Kermit 1, 2, 3. No? You name them all Kermit. Because maybe only one's going to survive.
Right.
So you got to... Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like... I'm blanking on the movie. What's the movie with the fish? And
Octopus. What's that? Octopus.
No,
lover?
The fish.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, like
all
the other fish die except for Nemo. It's such a sad beginning to the movie.
How did you come up with that from fish?
It was the first fish movie I could think of. I mean, I tried to think of a movie.
Max and I are somehow linked.
It could have been A Fish Called Wanda, too. It could have been that one.
It could have.
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing. Yeah. We weren't even talking cartoons.
No,
but
we
yeah,
weren't.
Good job.
Yeah.
So because that was kind of a marchy track, I actually know in general what this music is, and it made me choose it. So.
Oh, okay.
This next one. Yeah.
All right.
So you can play it.
Is it a good segue?
Off.
We'll see.
What is this show again?
Oh, good idea. Ooh. It is Snap, Crackle, and Pop. And...
Goes the Vinyl.
Goes the Vinyl. Thank you. I started getting hungry.
Cereal.
Cereal. Anyway, play the track.
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
Es ist der Brauch im alten Tale, ist einer verliebt, dass dem Schatz in diesem Falle ein Edelweiß gibt. Und wenn in einem jungen Burschen die Liebe erwacht, dann klopft an der liebsten Fenster, ganz leis in der Nacht. Sagt zu ihr, ach liebste, hör, ich liebe dich so sehr, so sehr. Edelweiß Königin, hab dich gesehen, trag dich im Herzen drin, bist ja so schön. Schenk einen Kuss heut mir, ich bring als Preis dann von den Bergen dir ein Edelweiß.
Und lässt der Berg mich nicht mehr aus und ich komm nicht zurück, dann wein dir nicht die Augen aus, du findest noch dein Glück. Edelweißkönigin, silberner Stern, gehst mir nicht aus dem Sinn, hab dich so gern. Er brach vom Fels das Blümlein eben, verlor seinen Halt und hat mit seinem jungen Leben die Liebe bezahlt. Und als man ihn mit grünem Reisig bedeckt bracht zu Tal, da hielt noch seine Hand ein Sternlein, schneeweiß wie Kristall. Und wie ein schöner Glockenklang, das Lied in alle Herzen drang. Edelweißkönigin, hab dich gesehen, trag dich im Herzen drin, bist ja so schön. Lässt der Berg mich nicht mehr aus und ich komm nicht zurück, dann wein dir nicht die Augen aus, du findest noch dein Glück. Edelweißkönigin, silberner Stern, gehst mir nicht aus dem Sinn, hab dich so gern.
Ja, so that was... I played that because the marching band felt like German marching, and so then I played this album, which is all songs in German. Even though it didn't sound like marches, that was the connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it talked about Edelweiss and Küste, it was a very, as Hemmerod the leader was saying, you could imagine them lying on a shag rug blowing bubbles into the air. And I can picture it too. Both of them just kusse, kusse, kusse. Lots of kusse.
What is that?
Kiss.
Oh.
Kussen. Ja. Anyway, it's time.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
And this is...
This is Jersey Girl and her assistant, Max Lev. And Hemorrhoid the Leader, the ultimate authority on all